Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of That Jesus Podcast. I am your host, Francis, joined by the Reverend Drew Latin. Thank you, Reverend, for joining us today for this radio production.
Thank you, Francis, for not calling me Reverend anymore.
You know, we are here and we are just thankful for each and every individual who is tuning in to listen to us. It's a privilege, it's a responsibility, it's a burden. Frankly, a burden that has become too heavy to bear for me. Is that a good segue into what we're discussing?
Well, I hope we're discussing more than the rather moribund news you have to share with us, but yeah, that's a pretty good segue, Titus.
Okay. Well, shall we keep people in suspense about the morbid news, or
moribund?
How do we want to go about this?
It's not moribund.
What?
Moribund. It's not morbid. Yeah. It's just moribund.
How do you spell moribund, and what does it mean?
Moribund. Moribund. It means at the point of death. So I guess basically the same thing. Lacking vitality or vigor.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow. What's your news, Brother Titus, Brother Francis?
Brother Francis, my news is that after many moons of broadcasting via this platform, I am throwing in the towel. I am leaving this production, ladies and gentlemen.
And why is that? Is it because the dad jokes, the talking about weather, the hot button topics we have on the last episode where I had on Shilarik Gregoire and you and we didn't talk too much about mere devotion? Is that why?
This is great. So an episode called The Great Sex Rescue, in which you discussed sex deconstruction in the patriarchy, which led to a listener sending us a 17-minute voice memo. That's why I'm leaving. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
By the way, folks, if you're expecting something really deep and profound here, this is basically just going to be us chatting. So bottom line, Titus is leaving because he has other things to do with his life, and that's kind of Titus's shtick to start things. He's an apostle, a pioneer. His spiritual gift is podcasting apostolicship, and I'll be carrying things on, but so that's the bottom line. But you can keep listening to us talk about nothing for the next 15 minutes.
Oh, it's going to be good. And it's not just going to be 15 minutes, Reverend. You know, it's actually kind of embarrassing because, like, just recently I put this update on the podcast and I'm like,
yes,
you know, we've been struggling with the creative process for half a year or so, but we are going to come back. We're going to focus on the spiritual disciplines. We are going to infuse this podcast with fresh life. And it turns out that was just the death rattle. It's similar to Trump. It's similar to, you know, him running for president in 2024.
Why do we have to go back to him all the time?
It's kind of, you know, emblematic of some of this podcast to talk about Trump on my last appearance. Okay. You know, he comes out guns a-blazing. That was that, you know, his announcement at Mar-a-Lago, I would say, was the equivalent of that update I put on recently. Turns out it's the death rattle. And I just was not able to work myself into a creative energy, even after that. Work myself into a creative energy. That was not very well spoken.
That's fair. I like that.
Okay.
So, I feel your pain.
And it's for a number of reasons. First of all, like, it does take a lot of work to line up guests and to actually produce good quality content. And I enjoyed it until I didn't. And after a while, it just kind of became like, do I need to do this again? So that's part of it. The other, probably the main thing, is because we're moving soon and all of my energy is going into that move and into preparation for that. And then there's also the security issues, not being able to talk about things that I want to talk about on here. And also, like, our listeners seem to be more interested in the topics that you're excited about than the ones I'm excited about, judging by plays. So I think that maybe we'll just turn things over to you, and I will just kind of fade into the background. I must decrease, and you must increase, Drew.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate everything you're saying for them. I appreciate some of what you're saying. I feel your pain in like effort and stuff. The truth is, doing a podcast, you know, we've done this for a couple of years now. I think we can turn out an episode in, you know, probably about 3 man-hours between lining up the topic, recording it, and editing. You know, somewhere between 2 to 5 hours for an episode. And that's not too bad for a hobby. It's still something I enjoy. But I really think for both of us, it's not so much the time as much as the focus and mental alacrity required. When you have other things that you're focused on, it can take a lot more energy, especially when we're trying to work together. And I think what's made this podcast a rip-roaring success, man, is that you and I do have somewhat different emphases, have different ways of looking at things. And so a lot of energy is spent trying to bring our visions together in a healthy way, which makes it work, but it also takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
So.
And as self-deprecating as I've been, and as like lighthearted and trying not to take ourselves too seriously, I actually, like, I do take our listeners seriously. The fact that a lot of people have tuned in for years now, it's kind of crazy to me. But I'm very thankful for everyone who's listened and given feedback, and it's been fun talking to you, Drew, and it's kind of sad to stop. I think we're going to continue on some level, though.
I hope so. I know that often people say that, and then, you know, life happens, but
yeah.
I have, you know, more kippers in my life than I can shake a stick at. So I feel like I will see you around, you know, maybe someday at a family reunion or something, who knows. But
I still have my microphone, and I think every now and then I'll be like, hey Drew, I kind of want to just come back on, and I'll come back on and we'll do this and I'll as a guest. I'm sure that'll happen, but just the responsibility of being a co-host, trying to find topics and guests,
I don't have
the mental bandwidth for it anymore. Are we gonna navel gaze, or like how are we gonna go forward?
Well, I wanted to talk just a little bit about kind of what I'm thinking of going forward, and put out a call for some
another update.
Well, the update,
update.
Yeah. The update here is pretty much a non-update at this point. Next week, I have another episode. I think we'll release this one right away because we're actually due to post yesterday. We're recording this Saturday morning on the 10th of December. And the next episode I have is like peak Francis James content. It's talking with an Anglican pastor and Mrs. Kimberly Whitmer about liturgy, and it's awesome. Nice. And here's the thing,
Did you record
Francis,
that one already?
Yeah. Hey, I've been busy, man. I've recorded 2 podcasts without you in like the last 36 hours.
you need Kimberly to be your co-host. I've tried to get her to be a co-host on this podcast before, and she's very uninterested.
Yeah, she
I asked
is.
Her. I asked her if she why she doesn't want to talk to the authors of all the books she reads, because she reads all the time, and she says. And I was like, doesn't that sound like exciting? And she says, no. What I want them to do is write more books for me to read.
Yeah, I have a word for you from Kimberly. We were talking about some of the tendencies of the evangelical church in always having to do new stuff, and she said the evangelical church struggles with being aggressively inventive. Every single day, we have to invent something new, aggressively inventive.
Ouch.
And that just feels appropriate to mention here on this podcast.
Ouch. Thank you.
So with all that said, I'm not planning on being aggressively inventive in the next few months. We're going to continue with a focus on spiritual disciplines. If something comes up, I'll probably do some hot button issues and not apologize for them anymore.
You don't have to anymore. Yeah.
I'm cut free. But the thing is, dude, I really do believe, and I feel like I still need an emphasis on the simple act of abiding in Jesus and spiritual discipline in my life. And so I want to see that going forward, putting out a call to all of our listeners again. Share your ideas, your thoughts. Send me a voice message saying what you're doing in your personal devotional life, what you're struggling with. Let me know if I can share it. And we might do some of that on the podcast too. So I want to keep emphasizing, you know, I just feel like you're leaving a legacy, Francis. Yeah. And I'll probably move into a more sort of segmented program just so it's easier for me to keep on top of it. I am looking for people to join me and work with me in this, whether you want to be come on to do a conversation one-off or regular discussion. Please send your input, your ideas. And I think we'll keep going and keep focusing on Jesus, because that's what the name of the podcast is. So
Well,
I've been thinking a lot about this, and I know we've had this conversation before, but it's like we can do a lot under the banner of Jesus, but I do want to keep coming back to that, and I don't really want to change the podcast name. I want to keep going on, so we'll see how it goes. It'll still be every other week for now. We might do things like picking up the Bible study with Lissel again. Some people I looked at the listens on that, and I'm like, wow, we got like 300 people listening to that conversation. Maybe people didn't like it so much about like our Bible study and Judges. But then I've heard from half a dozen people saying, hey, we wish you'd do that again. So we might pick that up. And hey, if we have 200 or 300 listens of an episode, I don't know. That's still pretty cool.
You won't after I leave. You'll have 2 or 3, but hey.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. How do you want to wrap up?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and like, what are my final words? I'll share a little bit about what I've been thinking for like a number of months now and what I've been experiencing. And it's going to sound enormously cheesy and cliche, but like when I think about my own walk with God and a lot of my friends who are struggling with various things, I think, man, what is sort of the silver bullet? Like what do we all need, whether we're myself who's struggling with like religious OCD and always feeling like I can't do enough and comparing myself to others and like competing with people. This is just an ongoing like struggle I have. Or, you know, there's so many people, so many of my friends who struggle with depression, mental health issues, insecurities. Where is God? Like, why are we not experiencing abundant life? And as much as I've talked about like spiritual discipline, spiritual formation, all of these important things, I think that just like hammering people over the head with that again and again is probably not the answer. And I think so much of what I've put out in the world, like all of what we put out, has mixed motives. Like, yes, God, I do think wants us to pursue the spiritual disciplines, and I personally feel called to like teach and live that out. Mm-hmm. But it is so mixed up with my need to be spiritual because of my insecurities, because of my oversensitive conscience and feelings of condemnation and inadequacy. And so like, I think that so many times what we say can have the opposite effect of what we intend for it, right? And I think that may have taken place with things I've even said on this podcast or ways I've influenced people. So what is it that is like the goal of the spiritual disciplines, and what will fuel the spiritual disciplines? Like, what is at the center of our faith that will begin to allow people to experience freedom, myself included? And I believe that it's what Paul referred to as the revelation of God's love. And we know that God loves us. Like, we sing this from when we're kids, Jesus loves me, this I know, right? And it's such a like Christian thing to say. Like, go up to someone on the streets and say, God loves you, you know, and kind of like big deal. He loves everyone, right?
Yep.
So it's not a matter of like checking a box and knowing or like intellectually knowing that God loves you. There's something that Paul refers to as like this love. God's love surpasses our knowledge. The height, the width, the depth, the length of it goes beyond knowledge. Mm-hmm. But somehow the Spirit is able to reveal the love that goes beyond knowledge. And I know people who've experienced this. I've experienced bits and pieces of it. People like my wife, when she was depressed, you can go back and listen to the podcast we did way back in the day with her. I don't know what number it was, but we can maybe link it in the show notes, where she was struggling so much as a teenager and yelling, God, where are you? And like she just felt like this bucket of hot water, it felt like was dumped over her, which was this revelation of God's love that just like blew all the depression out of her. It's just, and that was her conversion experience. And even I know Finney Caravilla talks about a time when the revelation of God's love was made known to him and he was just dancing around in the room. Imagine that. and so many people have like this dramatic experience. I've never had anything that dramatic take place, mm-hmm. but there are moments where it's not just an intellectual head knowledge, but it seeps into my being. Oh, connection lost.
Well, and I think we've lost Titus for a minute. I hope he can come back and rejoin our, what he was leading up to there.
Hello. All right, I'm back.
Hi there.
What was the last thing you heard me say?
You talked about Finney dancing and how you haven't really necessarily experienced that kind of.
Yeah, I haven't experienced anything that dramatic, but there are moments when like I feel like that experience of the Spirit revealing to me the love that goes beyond knowledge is taking place in small ways. And when that happens, all my problems leave. they leave my consciousness. I don't care anymore about like this financial decisions I need to make, or like what other people think about me, or my religious performance, or anything like that. It leaves, it goes away. And I'm like, mm-hmm. okay. Like I was actually thinking about this morning and praying using this word creature. I'm God's creature. That might seem kind of weird,
okay.
but that idea, I'm like, whoa, I am the crowning point of his creation, like his pride and joy. And just telling God, like, I don't know what that means. So many times I don't even believe that, but beginning to experience like bits and pieces of it. It is the thing that suddenly makes everything fit together. So I don't even know what to say as far as like how we can begin to experience this, but we I guess should just be open to it, and mm-hmm. if we don't really believe that, tell God and just be quiet and be still and say, hey God, like I don't know if I've experienced that, please show it to me, and just wait. So yeah, that's how I wanted to sign out.
Yeah. And I'll kind of add this, as you've been sharing, a couple hymn lyrics have flitted through my head. And one of them, Isaac Watts, 1719, he just ends the song, my shepherd will supply my need like this. There would I find a settled rest while there's go and come, no more a stranger nor a guest, but like a child at home. And that's, for me, both why I'm drawn to the spiritual disciplines, because I want to feel at home with God as a child. Also, it's why I'm afraid of the spiritual disciplines, because so often the spiritual disciplines have felt like me trying to do something when I'm actually already a child at home. So yeah. That's the tension, and we will continue by God's grace. And if there are listeners, we'll continue wrestling with that and hopefully giving ourselves some tools and others tools, because Titus will continue to be a listener. He'll probably join Patreon and all that. So I'm sure. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Tune in faithfully.
Yes.
Well, I thought we would sign off with a liturgy, and my son Zion has an amazing voice. He's 3 years old, and he likes to sing the song Jesus Loves Me. So I think I'll cue that up as my peace out.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to hand me one. There are big bodies drum. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Three, two, one, go. And then sing, yes, Jesus loves me. Okay.
Okay. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. All right, three, two, one, go.
The Bible tells me so. Little ones
do. All right, start over. Jesus, three, two, one, go.
Jesus loves me, this I know. What a Bible tells me.